Revelation 1 and 8, I'll read one verse. I have a good bit more reading than I normally do on Tuesday night, but bear with me. I'm going to read one verse, then I will let you be seated, and I'll stand the rest of the time. Revelation 1 and 8. I am Alpha and Omega. Of course, those are alphabet. For us, it's I'm the A and I'm the Z. The beginning and the ending. Saith who? The Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come. The Lord, He's yet to come. The Almighty. When you read Almighty, the first time you'll read Almighty is when He told Abraham, I am the Almighty God. So I'll let you be seated, and I'm going to read a little bit more. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, which is in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. That's us. And verse 12, John says, and I turned to see the voice. I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. I turned to see the voice. I'm tapping into it right now, and I saw the light. I'm giving some of this away already. It's free information. I turned to see the voice. And what I saw was the light. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt up about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool. Sounds like the Mount of Transfiguration. And white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet were like unto fine brass as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. Woo, I wish I'd have had time to Google that and come up with a picture of what that looked like. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. That's, last time I checked, that's this. He's going to judge you by this. That's why you got to study this, because he's going to judge you, he said, by the things that are in the books. Said the book was open and the books were opened. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. It was like that noonday sun. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. I did what Daniel did. And I laid he laid his right hand, or his power, if you will, upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Watch. I am the first. And I am, he repeats that to him. I'm the first and I'm the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. See, I'm the first, I'm the last. I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Let it be so. And have the keys of hell and death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Write what is, what was, and what is to come. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 44, Paul talks about the resurrection. He said, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, I'm the first. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last, I'm the last. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. I want to talk about the last of Adam. The last of Adam. Read a few more verses. Howbeit, that which was first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, afterward, that which is spiritual. The first Adam was physical, flesh, blood. The second Adam was spiritual. The first man is of the earth, dust, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also which are earthy. Say, that's me. Say, that was me. But I am to come. I'm going to be like him when he comes. I'm passing through this too. And as is the heavenly, so are they that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, say, I look like Adam. We shall bear the image of the heavenly. Say, I still look like Adam. So I want to talk about the last of Adam, the earthly Adam. This word Adam means dirt. It means red dirt, earthly. And I want to talk about the last dirt. You ever been treated like Adam treated? They treated you dirty? Yeah. I hope you didn't reciprocate that. The Bible says anytime someone treats you evil, you return what for evil? You return good for evil. You overcome evil with what? With good. That's right. So if you get treated dirty, let me tell you, God has kept his hands dirty trying to keep us cleaned up. In the beginning, God created a man in his own image. Y'all going to put your thinking caps on. He created a man in his own image, and he created him out of the earth which he had formed. And God called this man's name Adam. And Adam was the first man formed in the Old Testament. But when we get to the New Testament, we come up with this name again. We come up with Adam again, as referred to as the last Adam. The first Adam, it talks about, was this man made out of the dirt. But the last Adam was one born of woman. So when we read in Hebrews chapter 1:1, got a lot of scriptures for you tonight. God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in times past the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also Adam made the worlds. He made the worlds. Who also the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. That's why there cannot be three persons in the Godhead. There is only one person. And that person is Jesus. There's not but one. A person is a people. And the express image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power. Do you understand the world exists today because God says let it keep rolling. Let it keep rocking. Let the sun come up tomorrow. Let men wake up tomorrow. If he ever by the word of his power says I've had enough, it's over. When he hath by himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Then going to Colossians 1:15, speaking of this last man, Adam, who is the image of the invisible God. I thought that was the first Adam. He's the image of the invisible God, but the firstborn, this can get you confused because this is talking about Christ. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and created for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Who are we talking about, my brothers and sisters? Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can this be when the last man, Adam, Jesus Christ, doesn't appear, seem to appear in the timeline of creation until about 2,000 years ago? We have to understand, here's the explanation, we have to understand that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and it was God. The same was in the beginning. And the Word was made flesh. Now, I'm going to jump ahead and tell you, Adam was flesh. He too was made by word out of the dirt. Jesus Christ is the expressed image of God's person. He is the Word of God personified. So, through the first man, Adam, death came because of what? Sin to all men. And death reigned until Jesus Christ. The first man was made a living soul, but the last man, it said, was made a quickening spirit. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was a quickening spirit. He was a lively thing. I'm alive forevermore. So God breathed into the dirt. Adam was made in the image of God. I'm just going to use my imagination, and God would say, I want to have five fingers on my left hand and five fingers on my right hand, and he sculptures this out of what he wants to look like. He became the image of God, the image of the invisible. When you look in a mirror, you see you, but that's not you. Do you understand that? You look in a mirror, you can touch the mirror, but you're not touching you, but yet you are touching you because that is you, but it's not you. But when I see that, it is me. So he became the image of God, and he became the physical image and the likeness and the person. See what an image is. I'm going to tell you a definition of an image. It is the optical counterpart that you can see of any place or thing, spirit, whatever. It's the optical. You go to the optician, you went to an eye doctor. Okay, you need to know that before you go, what kind of doctor you're going to. Jesus and Adam were the optical counterpart of God, the Spirit of God. And so the Word was made flesh in Adam. And he dwelt among the world too. Named the animals, had a wife, had children. And you, if you looked at Adam before he fell, you should see every attribute of God. When you look at you today, people ought to see an image of God. But when Adam fell, you didn't see God anymore. God's image had fallen. You ever had your image, somebody kind of make your image look bad? Sure you have. It's hard to restore your image, but God told Satan, I'll be back. I'm going to restore my image. So the Word was made flesh in the first man, Adam, and he had the capability to live forevermore. But because of sin, death came in. As long as he didn't eat of the tree, he'd be living today. But because of disobedience, he fell in the garden and sin began to reign. And then death began to reign. And then guess what? He went back to the dirt. He came from the place he came out of. And in many funerals I've attended and even said myself, As Job said, naked came I into this world, naked go I out. It is certain I came in with nothing, it is certain I go out with nothing. From dust I came, and from dust I do return. Okay? Now, after the fall in the garden, Cain and Abel are born of Adam and Eve. Cain slays Abel. And then he is driven out, Cain is driven out from the presence of the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm stopping right here. This is just a side note. You can always tell when someone is really repentive and when they're not. I'm going to tell you how. Pastoral secrets. I'm going to write a book called Pastoral Secrets. Because when someone says, I deserve what I get, they have repented. But when someone says, my punishment is more than I can bear, you have rebellion. And Cain slew Abel. And the Lord didn't kill him. But he said, get out of here. And he drove him out of the presence of the Lord because he lied even to God Almighty. And he said, wait a minute, my punishment is more than I can bear. Am I my brother's keeper? Anytime you start justifying yourself, you're not repenting. But the thief on the cross, one of them said, I justly should get what I deserve. This man has done nothing amiss. But he was a just man because he said, I justly get. And when the Lord heard that, he knew he had repented. And he said, this day shalt thou meet me in paradise. Zacchaeus, when he met the Lord, he said, if I have faulted any man, I'll pay him some of it back. Yeah, he didn't even say, I'll give it all back. He said, I'll pay him back four times. Now, that's a repentant man. He said, I'm going to your house. So you just can find out who's repented and who's not repented by whether they try to justify themselves or not. And so we find that Cain slays Abel, and in Abel's stead, the Lord gives, listen close, he gives Eve another seed. Eve had another child. And she said, the Lord hath appointed me another seed whom Cain slew, named Seth. And Seth had a son named Enos. I'm going somewhere. And now we have the perpetuation of the seed of the woman. Because in Genesis 3:15, he told the serpent, you bruise my heel, I bruise your head. I'll be back through the seed of the woman. There'll be enmity between the seed, your seed and her seed, but I will come back through the seed of the woman. Now watch. In Genesis 5:1, it says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. You got a Bible, hold it up. This is a book of generations. It is a book that goes from the first man Adam to the last man Adam, and then it is closed. You have a few writings to the churches. But at Jesus Christ, the book was closed. Salvation had come. Prophecies had been fulfilled. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And Seth lived 105 years, and he begat Enos. And Enos was born in his likeness and in his image. Adam lived like 890 years, and then he died. I don't know how long Seth lived, it may say, but he died. But let me tell you what kept living was the image. And the likeness. Each one had a seed in his own likeness and in his own image. So that while they died, the image kept being propelled down the line. The Bible says that the Lord gave Adam breath and he became a living soul. And guess what? You are your daddy and mama's breath. While my daddy is in his grave, he stopped breathing. He gave me breath. God, no wonder David said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Why? Because he brought breath into existence through Adam. So that when Adam took a breath, we all got a breath. Because while he died, the breath kept going. Because they gave life to another generation. This is the generation of the book of Adam. And so we go from Seth to Enos. And then it says men begin to praise the Lord. The generations, the genes. Generation means genes. They continued to go. And it goes through 42 generations. Until we get to this verse right here, Matthew 1 and 20. And while he, speaking of Joseph, thought on these things, because he found his wife to be pregnant, and he said, it ain't me. We got a problem. And he thought to put her away privately, and he's like, boy, am I in a fix. I was fixing to marry a cheating woman. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Well, I thought it ain't been given yet. Well, that was the Spirit of God. That's what the Holy Ghost is. But it was called Ghost when it was sent back. Because that's Ghost is the spirit of a departed one. And she shall bring forth a son. And as Adam called his son Cain or Abel and Seth said, I'll call my son's name Enos. And he's in my likeness and he's in my gene pool and he's got my breath. He's my image. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save, watch close, save his people from their sins. The last time I checked, everybody had sinned since Adam. And many times we read that, we look forward. Since Jesus came, he'll save them, his people this way. But he had to save his people that way too. He has to save them both ways. All those that are in the grave that aren't breathing anymore, I got to go back to Adam. I want to save my people. His people from their sins. So when we look at Luke, are y'all still with me? Look at Luke. I want to show you this. Luke chapter 3 and verse 22. Jesus is being baptized of John, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice from heaven. I think that's the same voice John heard. And said, thou art my beloved son, thou art my beloved son, you are the son of God. In thee I am well pleased. Now, watch this. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, in parentheses, as was supposed, what the world thought, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, and we won't read all of them, which was the son of so-and-so, which was the son of so-and-so. So the genealogy goes backwards now. Okay, we're going backwards because we got to go back and save his people backwards. So Jesus was the son of God, not the son of Joseph. He was not made in the image of Joseph. He was of the seed of Mary, but he was in the image of God. And so while men died and their images were passed forward, the breath of God that God gave Adam now goes into Jesus through Mary. And verse 38, here we're going backwards. Now what was Jesus? The Son of God, which was the son of Enos. We're getting close. Which was the son of Seth, which was in the image of his father. Which was the son of Adam, which was the image in of his father, which was the Son of God. Adam was the son of God. You see, that's why he said, I'm the first. And that's why he said, I'm the last. Because when you look at the Spirit of God, it says he had no beginning and he had no ending. But after the order of Melchizedek is his throne, right? God had no beginning. He had. How can he be the first and how can he be the last? Can I read this to you again? Because John turned around, Revelations 1 and 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw seven golden candlesticks, and it was so bright. And that one in the middle was like the Son of God. And he said, I'm the first, and I'm the last. I'm the beginning. I think he created all that. I'm the ending. So when we look at John 1 and 1, see John, the same John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. He lit Adam up. Lord, when He breathed in him, His lights came on. He said, check this out. This is beautiful. Everything God, every gift that comes from God, comes down from heaven, is what? It's perfect, right? It's good and it's perfect. This life became the light of men. No wonder they wrote, light sprang up in a dark place. Prophecy being fulfilled. And he said, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, the ending, saith what? The Lord, which is, yeah, and which was, and which is to come. I'm coming back, last time I checked. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first man, I am the last man. I am he that liveth. I was dead, and behold, I am alive evermore. And everybody say, amen. And have the keys to hell and of death. Now, let me tell you something. That's great that he rose again, my brothers and sisters. That's wonderful. But you know what? He wasn't the first to rise again. Thought he was the first to resurrection. I remember where Elisha was in a grave and a soldier was killed, and they said, hey, here's a hole, let's throw him in here. And when they threw that dead soldier and it touched them bones of that man, he came back to life, jumped out of that grave. What are y'all doing? I'm still alive. Throw me in this thing. He came back to life. I remember that Jesus just spoke the words, Lazarus, come forth. He said, take that bandages off of him. He's alive. What are y'all doing wrapping him up like that? I remember him going to Jairus' daughter, you know, his house, and the damsel lay there dead while Jesus was talking to another lady who had had 12 years of this issues of blood. A 12-year-old girl was dying at the same time, and he took his time to talk to this one because he knew what he could do over there. When he gets over there, she's dead. He sends everybody out of the room. Damsel, arise. She got up, opened up her eyes. I mean, I can tell you stories of those that died and rose again. But they died again. That's it. They died again. This man says, I am he who was, who is, and is to come. I am he who was dead and am alive forevermore. When he got up, he stayed up. Everybody else that got up went back down. But this man, when he came up, that's why he said, I've got the keys to death and hell. No wonder Paul could talk about, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? I'm thankful through the Lord Jesus Christ we have the victory over death and hell. Amen. I'm talking tonight as I'm fixing to close for my first time. the last of Adam. No more dirt. No more dirt. The first fruits of the resurrection was Jesus Christ. Can I tell you that God, anything He produces is a first fruit? Now listen close. Adam, the first man, was the first fruit of the living, right? Even when Eve came along, she was the mother of all the living. And what the devil wants is the first fruits of anything. That's why, you know, I don't preach a whole lot about tithing or anything like that, but I can tell you that your first fruits is what God wants. It was the same thing with the lambs, and you didn't give God a scabby lamb and you eat the good one. He said, you know. So, and I don't have that problem here, but He wants the first fruit. You know why? Because the first fruit, Brother Johnson, is an indication of all the rest of the fruit. When they went across Jordan River to spy out the land, they brought back, at the time they were first getting ripe. And what did they bring back? The proof of the promise. They brought back grapes that it took two men, one cluster, the Bible says, and it had, boy, I wish I could raise them like that. But it was the proof that there's more of this. It's like mama cooking there, and she's cooking a gumbo, and she stirs it and stirs it and stirs it, and she adds some Tonys to it, except for Brother Ken. He didn't like Tonys. Adds some Tonys to it. And, you know, when she says, well, let me see what it's going to taste like, what does she do? Get a bowl? What does she do? Turn the thing up like this, the whole pot? No. All she needs is a teaspoon, because that's the first fruit, because the rest of it's going to be just like it. So what happened was that Satan came in, beguiled Eve to get to the first fruit. He wasn't really after Eve. He was after Adam. But anytime you want to get something, get what they love, and you'll get them too. And so he wanted what Christ loved, but he went through what Adam loved to get to what Christ loved. And so he deceived Eve to get to Adam. And when Adam, the first fruit, failed, you see, all men now sin. That was the teaspoon of the rest of us. It was the taste of death. The pot, the cup of iniquity that he drank was full of death. So Paul writes about this resurrection as they come tonight from the dead. He said it's sown in corruption, it's raised in incorruption. Now think about what I'm trying to teach you tonight. Adam was full of corruption. Christ, the last man, Adam, was incorruptible. Sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. Adam was the son of God in creation. But Jesus was the last man, Adam, born of a woman. When it's, if you'll notice, I read to you the genealogy. Adam had no genealogy, right? It was because he was not begotten. He was not born of a woman. He was created out of the dust of the earth. The Bible says that. And he breathed in him, he became a living soul. But Christ, the last man, Adam, redeemed the first man, Adam, and all those in between, and all those that will come. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad he had a plan? Before Adam ever failed, God already had a plan. Hallelujah. And it wasn't plan B either. It was plan A. And I'll tell you why it was plan A. Because when you think about it, the Bible says the heavens tell of his glory. The earth tells of his glory. The mountains speak of his might. The flower speaks of his glory. Mountains will crumble and flowers will fade. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but his word is going to abide forever. But what greater glory could you ever get than saving somebody? If you were drowning and somebody saved you, wouldn't you be thankful to them for the rest of your life? What can I do for you, sir? Anything, because you know you'd be dead without them. You would give them so much glory and so much honor. There you go. When we fell into sin through Adam's transgression, the angels cannot give God the glory we give God. The mountains cannot give God the glory that we give God. The flowers and the rivers and the seas cannot give God the glory. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let those that are going to be a fruit of the resurrection, let them say so. Because we give God more glory than we ever could have if Adam hadn't fallen. Because he redeemed me. Woo! I'll read you one more verse and I'll get out of your way. You see, through Adam's failure, the first fruits of the resurrection appeared. Through his failure, the first fruits of the resurrection and us to come after him. Romans 5 and 12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, by one man sin entered into the world. By one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. Last time I checked, I'm going to die, and you too. For that all have... See, if you don't sin, you can live. Problem is, you can't. For all have sinned. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. But much... That's that first Adam. But much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. The last man, Adam. Oh, hallelujah. No more dirt. No more dirt. We're going to be changed. Paul continued to write in that chapter 15. He said, brothers, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. No more dirt. No more Adam. No more carnal thoughts. No more temptation. No more illnesses. No more prayer requests. I'll be glad when there's no more board up there that says healing, 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 healing. I'll be glad. Job. There won't be any more jobs. All work's going to see. All tears going to be dried up. But you know, I don't know about us, because I heard a song. I was in academy. It's some kind of country song. It said, everybody wants to go to heaven, but not right now. What's wrong with us? I'm going to tell you what. You ain't crying out. See, deliverance comes when you cry out. When you get to death's door, you'll start crying out. When the doctor says 6 more months, you're going to cry out, take me now, Jesus, take me now, Jesus. I'm telling you, I am ready in the moment's notice to meet the Lord. How about you? I'm ready now if he calls me. Brother, you ready? I'm ready in the moment's notice. You just call me, Lord. I'm ready. Hallelujah. We got to live ready. Stay ready. I am he said, who was dead and am now and is to come. When he comes, we're going to be changed in the moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Clap your hands to the Lord. No more dirt. Nobody's going to treat you dirty. Nobody's going to act dirty. Nobody's going to say any dirty things. You won't get no more nasty emails. You won't get any more bad texts. You don't have to worry what people think about you, because they're going to be thinking about him. They're going to be thinking about him rather than worried about you. Today we worry about everybody else more than we worry about him. Let's sing a song before we get out of here. We'll hope it didn't go too long.